What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken date, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad at a bad day, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Ooh. Millions of Americans finance home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends that come around, fudge, party, open rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's tattered. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be check out. Ooh. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So I'm watching this Rodman thing. Did that air tonight, or is it just a rerun of it, the 30 for 30 about Rodman? Because it's highly unfortunate that I can't watch the rest of it, because...
You can catch it on the app.
Yeah, I can watch it on the app. Oh, it's been out for a few months. So here's the deal. Like, I'm sure I'm not on the show or whatever, but you got to understand, like, I was really good friends with Dennis. And I did the Rodman World Tour. So you just didn't know me. I'm really old. So I had long hair. I smoked a ton of chronic and I surfed and I just absolutely had all the chicks and trouble you could imagine. I was just a rock star. And I mean, I hosted everything. I did it all. Rocket Jocks, Summer House. What did they call that thing? The Summer Beach House? I don't even remember. That's how high we were. Like, I'm just being honest, right? Let's get it out in the open. I was just just absolute trouble, 100% personified. And he was at the, he was at that time losing his mind, right? You got to remember. He had, like, left Chicago, right, and then Detroit, and went to San Antonio, right? And then he started, let's just face facts. He started freaking out, right? He started painting his hair and dressing like a woman and everything else. Did he not do all that? He started losing it. Like, they were having him, different hairdo every day, wearing dresses. He was doing all this stuff. At the time, that was just absolutely unheard of. Do you understand? So... you have to remember, like, nowadays, people can do that stuff and no one cares, right? Cross-dressing, transgender, all that stuff means nothing to me. Like, I'm unfazed. I really am. Like, I don't care what anybody does. Gay, straight, black, white, green, orange, purple, Seriously, I'm like, I've seen it all. Do you understand? I lived in San Francisco, man, and I lived in L.A., and I lived in New York my whole life, right? So what more have I seen than you? A lot more. So here's the deal. When he lost his mind, right, remember they suspended him, and he just was just absolutely nothing but trouble. Do you remember this stuff? So then he went to the Bulls, right? and won championships with Michael Jordan. Is that about right? So I when he finally stopped playing, I mean, he was a raging alcoholic. Do you understand? Like, you have no idea how much booze this guy drank. I mean, Mafia, you were never with me, but I mean to tell you, I did shows with him in Tahoe. We went to Tahoe together. This is all I remember. It's a long time ago. I went to Tahoe with him once, and I did this celebrity golf tournament. So they, let's just say I only got invited once, okay? I went there with him, and I had Mike Shanahan on the show. I had everyone on the show. I had them all on. Barkley, you name it. Everyone did the show, but I was with him, right? So he went with me to Tahoe, and we drank like, 500 bottles of scotch and did everything you can fathom. Everything you can fathom, we did. Anything, felonies, you name it, we did it. We did it all. I mean, everything. Drugs, strippers, porn stars. I mean, it was all happening. And I never got invited back. Let's just say that. To this day, they still have that golf tournament, right? That's what it is, that celebrity top thing in the summer, right? So then I told you the story many times, right? I'm at his house one day in Newport Beach, and there was a huge party, and everyone was naked and skinny dipping and doing bad things. Again, a lot of bad things. And then the police raided the party, right? And I ran naked from his house up the beach shoreline. Newport Beach, California, stark raving naked, I ran. And I crossed the PCH, and I got picked up in a car, and I drove home to my house in Huntington Beach, and I walked up my driveway from that car, stark raving naked, into my house, banging on the front door naked at 3 a.m. That's some pretty disgusting stuff to start the show with, isn't it? I mean, overall, I would think, like, on this holiest of Christmas holidays. I don't think, Carver, did that make the show? I don't think it made the show, all the bad things I did with him.
I doubt it.
It didn't make the final cut?
I'm sure it was left on the floor, yeah.
But it was close. What you're saying is we have a chance.
I mean, there's a chance that maybe they showed some highlight or something from one of these shows.
Maybe I missed
maybe
it.
Maybe you're in it, but, I mean...
But most of the stuff you're saying is cutting room floor.
Probably.
Like a lot of the movies I did. A lot of the scenes ended up on the floor.
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, thanks for at least remembering that I had a chance.
Well, listen, you cut all those scenes in CSI Miami. What were you in the show for, 7 minutes? I mean, you probably shot there for hours and hours.
16 hours a day.
Like, you were in the show for 6 or 7 minutes, right?
It was a strong effort.
Not even, probably.
There's a lot. I had clothes on at that point and a short haircut. I'm making progress with my acting career. I got to tell you, I got a lot of surprises coming too in the coming weeks in terms of my acting career. But I just want to say, lastly, really quickly, I love Dennis Rodman. He's one of the funniest people I ever hung out with in my life. Mafia, you met him? Like, he came to visit me.
Remember when he came in with Dice? When they were doing the Celebrity Apprentice, they came in.
Am I making this stuff up? Like, he loves me.
No, he had a great time with you. He remembered most of what you guys did together. Obviously, I don't think either of you remember everything. I'm sure there's stories that you don't even remember because
right.
of all the things that were happening.
But what did you think when, like, I find, because I had told these stories before and everyone thinks I'm lying. And then the next thing you know, he walks into my studio. Did he not?
He did, absolutely. He was cool with you. He, remembered you. And, you guys were talking about some of the times back in the day.
Right. So there you go. All that's true. All those stories are true. And anything else you hear is not true.
And then the two of you were comparing notes with Dice on some of your
right.
misdeeds. And yeah. It was an interesting interview for sure.
Dice was enamored with us that he couldn't believe that Dennis Rodman actually hung out with me, that he was friends with me. Because, I guess he doesn't, respect maybe, radio people or something beyond Howard, right? So, I was there at Howard Stern. So he came and did the show. And then I became friends with him. Because of that, right? Wasn't that pretty much how I became friends with Dice? Was through Dennis.
I think so.
There you go. All right, so tonight, Ed Kratz, he's on, right, Carver High, talking Eagles.
Eagles-Cowboys.
He's the Eagle Maven. He's on at 10:40, 11:03 Eastern. The young Gelt Militia is back on the bench in the biggest way possible, waxing poetically. Brian Geltzeiler of NBA Radio on satellite. I forget the name of the satellite company. Kenny White, our good friend from Vegas at 1240 Eastern, 940 Vegas time from KennyWhiteSports.com. He's our good friend in Sin City that's got a massive gambling problem. I take it we're doing the bowl blowout with him. All right. NFL Pro Bowl selections are out. We'll talk about that. The Lions are bringing Fat Matt back. Reports say the Dodgers and Red Sox have talked about Mookie Betts, a deal, and Ryan Day says Justin Field will be 100% for the time they hook up with Clemson in the playoff, and Hayden Fry has passed away at 90, the legendary former coach who I used to cover when I was at Indiana University with the Hurry and Hoosiers of Bill Mallory. Hayden Fry, gone at 90. Rest in peace. 855-212-4227. My final show of the year tonight is a Pharrellmas and Happy Pharrell Year special. Also, just in time for that, I have come down with a cold. Oh, very important that I tell you about. And when I'm sick, because I'm sure someone around here got me sick.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. I'm watching the end of this Nets game. It's 93 apiece in New Orleans. And they're on the road, obviously, the Nets. Tied up, and the Nets have the ball, last possession, under 15 and counting. Let's see what they do here. See if they can get it done against this crappy team. Let's face it, they are crap. I mean, they've been one of the worst teams in the league. Dinwiddie from deep, brick, airball. What was that? What was that? He shot. Did you see that shot? Where he shot it from half court. What was he thinking? Like, how about trying to get a shot off? How about a normal shot, like within 30 feet? What was that? That was like 45 feet out, wasn't it? Did you see that? Carver, did you see that play?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the clock was running out, no?
Well, I don't know, but they called no foul, nothing. Look at this. Look how far out he was. It was all air, I know that. But he got, like, tackled when he shot it. Is that not a foul?
Yeah, I don't know how there wasn't a foul on it. I have a bigger problem with no foul.
How is that not a foul? I mean, he got mauled.
He had time there. He put it up with about 2 seconds left.
What was that? I mean, do you not move the ball around, try to get a better shot than that? What was that? That's just isolation ball hog madness, is it not? Anyway, so Carver High, do you have an opinion at all about me having it would appear a slight cold that I've received out of nowhere?
It is what it is. It's your last night here.
But I haven't had, it's been a long time, I think, basically, overall. You and I don't really get sick that often.
No, Mafia's the one who gets sick.
Mafia gets sick a lot, but you and I don't get sick a lot. I'm amazed that I'm sick at some capacity. I have something going on here with the throat and nose action. All right, so anyway, I know you're excited about my health overall. Just in time for the holidays, you know, it's great. My son has it. I have it. I'm blaming him at this point. I really can't blame anyone here at work. But maybe it's the new counters that got me sick. Maybe they have asbestos on them or something. They've given me a cold. Jack in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Farrell?
Hey.
You all right? I hear you're sick, but, you know, it's cold down here in Houston today, too, you know.
Yeah, you don't know anything about cold in Houston, Texas, okay?
You're right, I don't. I'm just complaining for the hell of it.
Yeah, there's no cold there. Go ahead.
No, it's not. If it gets into 70, people get cold here, you know?
Yeah, if I lived in Houston, the last thing I'd be worried about is cold. It's like listening to someone from Florida tell me it's cold when it's like 55. When it's 55 here, it's a perfect day to go to a tailgate party and a football game in a sweatshirt. You know, when it's 40 here, to me, it's still, I wear shorts. I'm wearing shorts right now. In fact, Mafia, did I wear a coat tonight as it's freezing ass outside?
No, you're not.
No coat. No pants. I usually don't wear shoes either. I come to work in flip-flops, shorts, and no coat. And you don't know anything about cold. And I do. I'm an official person that handles the weather here in New York. And I told you, all the weathermen are liars. I am the gauge. The true gauge of weather is based on, Carver High says, if I wear pants, it is blizzard conditions. The only way I'll wear pants is if there's a blizzard. The only way I'll wear shoes is if there's a blizzard, because I have to wear snow boots. So what did you want to say about the Cowboys?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm a longtime Cowboy fan. I mean, I've been a Cowboy fan since I was about 6 years old. I'm almost 60. And I just wondered, you know, we've been waiting all year for a team to show up like they did this weekend. And I'm just wondering if there's any reason for me to get hopeful that that'll happen again. Because I see the talent finally rises to the top. But the coaching has been so abhorrent that I think that they couldn't put this together until they had to. And I just don't know if it's sustainable or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest with you that I know everybody wants to blame Jason Garrett for everything because that's the natural, easy way out. That's the automatic, that's behind door number one, right? But behind door number two, I think, is your players. And behind door number three is your defense, right? Like, so no one wants to blame the offense because they rack up all these yards, right? They have a great offense, one of the best in the league. They have the most productivity, all the rest. So it's definitely not the offense's problem. According to everyone that says anything, they say they have the best offense in the NFL, which I don't believe at all for 1 minute. But the defense obviously is a problem because if you are, 7-7, Carver High? If you're 7-7, you're not Shaq, okay? So you're 7-7. Everybody's bragging that they're going to win the win the East, and they're going to go to the playoffs, and they're going to host a game. It's unbelievable. It is what it is. But the fact of the matter is that everyone blames Jason Garrett for everything. You blamed him. Everyone blames him. Here's the deal. The players execute. The players go out and play the games. They're not getting it done. That defense hasn't stopped anybody. That's a fact. And I think that he'll be the scapegoat eventually if they don't win a playoff game. If he finishes, wins the East, and they beat, let's say, the Niners in Dallas, let's say if that game, would that be the game, Carver High? Would Dallas go there? Or San Francisco go to Dallas?
Yes.
If the Niners beat them, Jason Garrett gets fired. If the Cowboys beat the Niners, does Jason Garrett keep his job?
No.
He still gets fired.
I think that he needs to
go
to NFC Championship game to keep his job.
All right, fair enough. So let's say, do you blame everything on their failures on him, or is there some blame to go with Jerry and Stephen Jones?
Oh, there's plenty of blame to go in their office. No question.
Right.
I think that there is.
The whole thing's a circus, really.
The whole thing is a circus, but you know who's going to take the whack here. It's going to be him. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think Garrett is actually, at the end of the day, fairly normal. He seems fairly steady. Like
I don't think he's a good coach.
No, but I think he's steady. He's not the one having overreactions and giant press conferences and meltdowns and media.
No, he stands on the sideline doing the clapping. You know, he does all that.
It is what it is. I just think it's actually run its course, right? I think it's run its course. Here's a publicist is on the line. Very important to get to her. Marianne in Brooklyn, Howard Stern favorite.
I'm calling to wish you a happy wait. No, Mary Farrell.
Mary Farrellmas.
Mary Farrellmas, right. I saw you posted it today, and I wanted to thank you for always giving me the opportunity to get on the air in 2019, and I just wanted to thank you. You're so kind to me, Farrell, and I really love you.
I love you, too. Now, how is everyone doing over in the Howard world?
They're partying tonight. Tonight's Howard's Christmas party, and the show, he had his last show also today.
He's
going to come back in January. One more year left.
Do they have the party still downtown?
The party's still downtown if you and me want to go crash it.
I wish I could. I always thought that was a great party every year, the Christmas party.
Yeah, he makes the big fish, shrimp, and lobster, and a lot of fun, and karaoke, you know?
Right. I used to go to that party every year. I loved it. Every day of my life, I always cherish my days there and miss them so much. I love them so much. I'm a huge fan, as you know. He's the greatest influence ever. You saw me with the post this week, right, that I said that the only two people that matter to me
yes,
at all.
Yes, I saw that and I retweeted it. I know that.
Howard Stern and Neil Rogers, the late Neil Rogers in Miami. And, you know, Howard used to think highly of Neil, too. He knew how funny that old man was. That was the funniest guy. I think that's the funniest guy I ever met in my life in radio was Neil Rogers. But the greatest talent, in my view, the only talent that matters in the history of this horrible medium has been Howard.
Absolutely. 40-year-plus career, and people are still quoting him. Can I ask you a football question?
Yes.
Are the Eagles going to make it? Because I know Richard Christie, and I know his wife, Kristen Christie, loves the Eagles, and I'm praying for her this year.
Yeah.
She really wants her Eagles to win. Are they going to win?
I believe that they will beat the Cowboys this week. And if they do, Carver High, if they beat the Cowboys, will they win the East, or do they have to win both games?
They would have to win both games
Who's their last game? Do you know?
They play the Giants.
The Giants. They'll beat them.
Right. They have to beat the Giants. And if they lost to the Giants, then the Cowboys would have to beat the Redskins the last game of the year.
Which they will. I think the game of the year for these two is this week in Philly. I like the Eagles' chances. I do not like Dallas on the road. I think Dallas looked fantastic last week in Dallas against the Rams. On the road, they're a different beast. And I'll throw this at you. The quarterback, Dak Prescott, he's been unbelievable. But doesn't he have like a broken finger on his throwing hand or something? Like, I don't like that. In cold weather, everything else, the plan would be for the Eagles to, in my view, kill him dead on the football field, sack him and brutally hurt him physically as much as possible, throw him to the ground like a rag doll as much as possible, and then Richard Christie and his wife will have a wonderful Christmas and new year. I think it all will work out for Richard and his heavy metal band and aspirations. Marianne, I love you. My publicist, say hi to everybody at Howard Stern.
Well, miss, I love that. Thank you for always picking up on me. You're awesome. I love you.
Tell Howard I said hi and send my best to Beth as well.
I will love you.
Love you, child. My publicist, Marianne from Brooklyn. She handles all of my promotional materials and the promotion of my career, since no one around here does anything to help me with that. I pay her in spades to help promote me, since I need that. A little bit of love, a little bit of juice, Mafia, is what I'm looking for here. Coming up, Ed Kratz. We'll talk to him about the Eagles, a little different version of it, of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. With Ed. I love Marianne and all my friends. I hope they have a nice party tonight. Oh, by the way, Mafia, sorry I missed the corporate Christmas party around here. I chose to go to the gulag instead that night or that day or whatever it was. Yeah, I don't do the whole corporate Christmas party thing around here. When we used to have remember the parties down there? The alcoholism parties. Those were awesome.
Those are good parties for sure.
Drugs and alcohol. That was awesome. Around here, they have cheese in the kitchen.
It's nice to get back to Jersey after some of those parties, that's for sure.
I was walking one day, and this guy I've never seen before, I think he works at like one of the rock stations or something upstairs, a guy walked past me and goes, cheese. I was like, dude, you're a loser. Don't touch me. Don't. The guy was eating chunks of cheese from the plate in there that had been sitting there for 14 hours. I'm like, bro, you like syphilis, huh?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. Only a couple of weeks left in the regular season. The biggest games to decide. The playoff positions are at stake. PharrellOnTheBench.com is all over it. Killer picks every sport, every day. Be a member for the playoffs in January. You won't regret it. You don't want to miss out. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. All right, Ed Kratz is our good friend in Philadelphia. He covers the Eagles. He's also on SI.com and their great Eagle Maven page. How you doing, Eddie?
Scotty, man, good. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
My man, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Let's get that out there first.
Right back at you.
All right, so Ed, what do you want for Christmas? What's the one thing you want, like an Eagle win over the Cowboys, or are you looking for a bottle of scotch?
Well, I'll take the bottle of scotch before I take the Eagles to win. Of course, watching this game, you know, might drive me to drink a bottle of scotch. That's what this
I believe
the last 2 weeks. I mean, you know, these nail biters, they've come down to the wire on, you know, but they've stayed alive. You know, they've won these last two games by a thread, and it sets up the big one Sunday.
So how do you feel about well, first of all, I want to bring up that last play of the Washington game. I have to tell you, as you know, I have a massive gambling problem. And I actually had, Washington in six. I had Philly to win. I middled it, and I had six. And I already had it, like, in the bag. I was, like, counting money with my tongue. And when he fumbled that ball, and that, what was it, Branham picked it up and ran – was that who picked it up and ran back?
Yep, Nigel Bradham, 47 yards.
What in God's name? That was, I have to tell you, I'm being honest when I tell you this. That was the worst, and I know everyone likes to call it a beat. You know what that was? That was the worst bending over I've done on a bet at the window in 10 years. Like, I cannot remember one bet ever in 10 years that I you know, felt, I was so angry. I literally, it ruined my entire weekend.
Yeah, and probably early part of the week, too. I'm sure you're still reeling from that.
That was unbelievable. What did you think when you saw that play, that guy rumbling down the sideline?
Well, you know what? I don't rise to the level of your gambling degeneracy, but I've been known to throw a few, shekels down. And right. That was the first thing I thought of was, my God, the line was 4.5, 5 points, and Bradham just blew it by scooping that up and scoring. I even talked to him in the locker room afterward about it and asked if he thought about that. He said, man, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just trying. We need the points. I was doing for the points. And he goes, no way was I letting an offensive lineman catch me. He was watching it up on the Jumbotron as he was running toward the end zone. I wasn't even sure he was going to get there. But he made kind of a dive at the 1 or 2 yard line to get his body across the goal line before his knee touched. So, people like you that had the points, I felt for you.
I mean, that was crazy. So do you think that Ed Kratz with us, Eagle Maven on SI.com, do you think that Wentz has started, like, it seems like to me that he's playing better over the last few weeks. Like, he's really on his game. Am I wrong?
Well, it's interesting, Scotty, because he's got a whole bunch of new personnel in there. You know, he doesn't have the veterans like Alshon Jeffrey, who a lot of people thought was the anonymous source. Remember when all that stuff was happening? These anonymous locker room sources. And, Nelson Aguilar was thought to maybe be one. He hasn't been in the lineup. Alshon Jeffrey, of course, has the Lisfranc injury. He's going to be out for like the next 8 or 9 months after having surgery for that. But now, Wentz has these young guys in there, these practice squad guys, Greg Ward, Boston Scott. He's got a rookie in Miles Sanders. These guys are talking about him and praising him like he's the next coming of Tom Brady. I mean, he can do no wrong. And I think that's benefited Wentz. I mean, these guys might not be as talented, but I think having the locker room kind of in his corner now, whereas maybe it wasn't before with guys like Jeffrey and Aguilar, these suspected anonymous source guys. He seems like, instead of receivers rolling their eyes at him when he's trying to be a leader, they're actually tuned in and attentive like Greg Ward and Boston Scott. So, I think from that perspective, maybe this has helped him. Surely these last two games haven't hurt. I mean, he's led the team down the field in the fourth quarter and overtime to win these last two games that they had to win. Otherwise, this game Sunday means nothing. So I think maybe he's turned the corner a little bit, but I think it has to do with the personnel that's around him now.
So Ed Kratz with us in Philadelphia. Do you think that that they can handle their business against that Dallas offense defensively this week in this huge, enormous – this is their season right here.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think the defense can match up. This defense has been kind of the big question mark during this little modest two-game winning streak they have. It's kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They let the Giants race out to a 17-3 halftime lead on Monday Night Football, and then the second half they held the Giants to 29 yards of offense. This past weekend, every time the Eagles scored, they let the Washington Redskins come down and score. There were 8 lead changes in this game. You look at the personnel that Dallas has, and it's a mystery to me. While they're sitting here at 7-7, it's got to be an indictment of Jason Garrett. They're just the leadership factor, I think, is why they're there. Because you look at, Amari Cooper, he's over 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. They have, Michael Gallup, who's really coming into his own. If he has a big game on Sunday, he could go over 1,000 yards. Ezekiel Elliott has 11 rushing touchdowns. I mean, how in the world is this team 7-7? Personnel-wise, they're the better team on paper against the Eagles. And the defense, I think the offense is okay. And if they can play turnover-free football, they might have a shot. And maybe if this Eagles defense can force a turnover or two and give a short field to the offense, then maybe the Eagles have a chance. But I'm not a big believer in it. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Dallas is going to find a way to win this game and win the second straight NFC East.
So is the Peterson love affair wearing off?
Well, I think, you know, he still has a little bit of that collateral left from winning the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Had the Eagles lost to the Giants, I mean, they got booed off the field mercilessly. And, you know, the Eagle fans, they'll boo you if you're not doing well. But it was as bad as I had ever heard it at halftime when they left the field down 17-3. Had Peterson and the Eagles not come back to win that game, had they lost, you know, 24-10 or, you know, been beaten soundly by a two-win team in the Giants, then I think maybe Peterson would be in trouble. I think Doug's back next year, but, you know, it might be a short rope next year if this team doesn't start to play better, you know, and start to get back into the double-digit win area.
So what about all their injuries and receiver problems and everything?
Well, I mean, you know, Greg Ward was on the practice squad until week 12. I mean, right. He's their leading receiver at 140 yards for the season. That you know, that's amazing. And they've got a rookie, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who they took in the second round, who hasn't done anything all season. He played about 98% of the offensive snaps on Sunday. He was targeted two times. They're just not throwing the ball to him. So, really, they're really hamstrung without that big play weapon. They lost to Sean Jackson. No Alshon Jeffrey. Nelson Agholor is out. These three guys were being counted on at the start of the year to be the bell cows, and they're not there. So, you know, the receiving core is really thin, and you saw it Sunday. The Eagles' game plan was, let's throw the screen pass to our running backs. Let's use our two tight ends. Greg Ward was the only receiver to catch any passes. He did a good job catching them. I mean, he was 61 yards, seven catches, including a terrific catch in the end zone for the game winner. But, you know, it's really kind of there's not a lot of weapons out there. They don't have any speed to take the proverbial top off of a defense, and they're just kind of dinking and dunking and hoping for these long 75-yard drives that take about 12 plays and 7 minutes to score. And that's tough to do.
So when they lost Jeffrey, what do you think that, like, is – like the deal is what was it? Is Achilles? What has happened with him? Like, what is his future shot with them?
Well, the contract he has really is, you know, the Eagles guaranteed him for next year, and he's going to count about $14 million on their salary cap. He's going to be 30 years old. He's going to be coming off. It's not the Achilles. It's a Lisfranc. It's a foot injury, which
that's better.
Yeah, but it's still a pretty serious deal. They still have to do surgery on it. Malik Jackson, the defensive tackle that they signed from Jacksonville in the offseason, had one of those in the season opener, and he's still not even close to coming off of IR. And, you know, that was back in September 8th. So, you know, I've been told by medical people that this is a nine-month type of an injury.
Really?
Yeah, so if you look at that, I mean, Alshon's going to be out through training camp, and he's never really been a quick healer to begin with. He had the rotator cuff surgery after the Super Bowl in 2017, and it wasn't until about week five, when he was able to come back from that in 2018. So, you know, they could be looking at without Jeffrey for, you know, the first couple games of next season, and then who knows, being 30 years old, what kind of, you know, what he's going to look like at that point. So, it's going to be hard for them to get out of the contract. I think they might have looked to trade him in the offseason had he stayed healthy. But there's no way they're going to be able to do that now. The only way to get rid of him would be to cut him, and then that would leave them with a lot of dead money on the salary cap, about $26 million worth. So it's about what you lost on that Nigel Bradham return.
Hey, I got 45 seconds, Ed. Who do you like in the NFC now when it's all said and done?
Man, the NFC's tough. There's a lot of good teams. I mean, you know, the 49ers were looking pretty sweet until the Falcons found a way to beat them. But, you know, Julio Jones, you know, you've seen him beat a lot of teams in his career. But I like the 49ers. I like that defense. I like the way Kyle Shanahan's coaching that team. Jimmy Garoppolo, big fan of his. I think he's doing a great job. I think trading for Emmanuel Sanders has helped them. I like the 49ers to come out of the NFC. But, you know, the Saints, you know, you always got to worry about the Saints, too. If they get home games, they're tough to beat in the dome. And how can you count against Drew Brees, you know, the all-time leading touchdown maker in NFL history? So if anybody can beat the 49ers, I think it could be the Saints.
All right, Eddie, my man, that's good stuff. I love having you on the bench as always, brother. Happy holidays again. Have a fantastic holiday with your family and friends and a safe one. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Same to you, Scotty. Love being on the bench. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Ed Kratz. Check him out at SI.com, Eagle Maven.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.